I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss this Hillary Clinton email thing. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. It is Tuesday, and today the news of the day is Hillary Clinton being not charged for her FBI server, or by the FBI for her email server. I've said before, and I will hold to this, this show is not, nor will it ever be, politically involved. I have no interest in being a shock jock or anything like that, but I have an angle on this, as does everybody, and my angle is might maybe be different than what you think. I work with a guy who is, who he claims he's conservative. Okay. And we travel often together, and on the ride home, he likes to turn on Rush. I think he likes to turn on Rush because he knows that, like, it drives me crazy. And before I continue with this segment, I want to tell you, my personal political views mean nothing in the sake of this story, but just suffice it to say I'm not conservative. We'll just leave it at that. Again, I don't intend to ever take this show in a political direction. That's just not who I am as a person. Don't care. Care, but don't. Anyway, so the point is, he turns on Rush, and Rush is, of course, talking about Hillary in the email. And if you're not aware, Hillary basically was let go for her crime. We can't call it a crime if she's not charged for it. Essentially, the FBI doesn't believe that the grand jury would indict, and if that happened, whether if it went to trial, whether anything, you know. It essentially means that Hillary is not going to be tried for gross negligence in her email scandal. Her email scandal was that she used a home private server for sending classified emails. So she had a private email address. She used that private email address quite a bit, and some of those emails were sent through that private email address were extremely confidential. And so there's a whole security breach and all this other stuff that goes along with that. That doesn't matter. That doesn't affect the story. What does affect the story is the fact that Rush is, like, ticked off that Hillary's not going to be tried for her crimes. Whereas, from my point of view, Rush should be celebrating this. This should be like the trophy on the mountain, right? Like, we got it, guys. We just won the election. Because if Hillary is tried for her crimes and has to step down from her candidacy, then that gives us Bernie. And Bernie is much stronger in the polls versus Trump than Hillary is. Hillary staying in and having this extremely negative thing tied to her is, like, huge for Trump's campaign. So why isn't Rush... Rush should be celebrating this whole thing. Like, dude, that's like a... You know, just hang the keys on the hook. That's game over, right? We just won the election because Hillary didn't get tried. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say Trump's going to win the election, but I am saying that this is a huge win for Trump. It's a huge injustice, what happened. It's what she did is not excusable, but it happened. The fact that she's not going to be tried for it, though, is a big win for conservatives. I think. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't, like I said, I don't really put my hat in the ring one way or another. I'm not extremely politically inclined person. Never really have been. I live a very simple life, which means that I take more than I give to government. That's just the facts. if I wasn't capable of doing that, it would not affect my way of living any more than if I continued to do that or if I were to get more. It really, I'm one of those few people that the what happens at major levels concerning healthcare and all this stuff has very little impact on my life. I don't make enough money to criticize taxes. I don't make a little enough money to depend on taxes, right? So, whatever. It happens, right? But this particular instance, I secretly enjoy listening to Rush because I think he's a complete whack job. Like, I don't think I could listen to him even if I was a conservative or an ultra-conservative because I think he's, like, an absolute nut job. Like, he's the radio version of Trump. And so I secretly enjoy listening to him because it's like a comedy show for me. But this email thing, I don't get it. Like, I'm an IT guy, and I see a lot of infractions in my day job, particularly because I work for the government, and we have rules about how our networks are used at schools and such and such. But those infractions are like, whatever, no big deal. But when you work at a level that the Secretary of State works at, I really don't think any oversight is justifiable, right? There's no way to say that what you've done is really, really bad, but we're not going to punish you for it. That's just BS, right? I think at any level, you know, you should be held accountable for your job. It's like medical malpractice, right? If the surgeon cut you open and then was like, by the way, I don't actually know how to do this surgery. Okay. That's, yeah. So, anyway, happy Tuesday. How was your 4th of July? I had a great 4th of July. Basically did nothing the entire day. Hung out, ate food, played with my kids a little bit, and then set off fireworks. Took a nap. I actually took a nap yesterday and then set off fireworks. Lots of fireworks. The town sounded like a war zone here, which was pretty awesome because this is the first year we've had legal aerial fireworks. So while you would have bits and pieces in previous years, people letting off one or two that, you know, hope not get caught. This year there was quite a few private firework displays, which is really fun, but it also reminded me, I lived in Hawaii for 3.5 years when I was in the Marine Corps, and 4th of July and New Year's Eve every year is like, fireworks are a big deal. And for some reason, every year those nights would be no wind. And so this thick fog of smoke would just sit on the island, and it was unbelievable. And that happened here last night. We had this huge weather system move in, and it passed by at like 8 o'clock at night, and then it was just dead calm, and all these fireworks went off, and then driving home, just that smell of burnt sulfur and phosphorus and magnesium just lingered in the air, and I drove through like extremely dense clouds I couldn't see through. It's pretty fun. I enjoy fireworks. I don't enjoy them enough to purchase them, but I enjoy watching them. So, hey, whatever. It works for me, works for a lot of people, because it was a big deal last night here. It was, I don't want to say it was deafening, but you could hear it like you hear the background from a war movie going off all night long. So, that's all I got for today. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. If you're on iTunes, if you're not on iTunes and you want to be on iTunes, I do have an audio-only podcast. You can go to thedailyshed.com to find that. If you're on iTunes and you want to watch the shows, I'm on YouTube. YouTube.com/ChevyDodd will take you to the channel page, and you can subscribe there, because subscribing is caring. It is. While you're down in the comments telling me what you think about Hillary's email server or telling me I'm an idiot and why, please leave me questions, suggestions, or any other material you have for future shows. Don't forget to email me videos of yourself doing random fact segments or sharing with us something that you want to share with us or pictures or whatever. You can email those to me, Chevy@thedailyshed.com. And that's it. Until tomorrow, thanks for watching.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from mayoclinic.org. What makes a fruit and not a vegetable? According to botanist, it says, those who study plants. A fruit is the part of a plant that develops from a flower. It is also the section of the plant that contains the seeds. The other parts of plants are considered vegetables. These include stems, leaves, and roots, and even the flower bud. So most of what we think as a vegetable is actually a fruit. There is an inordinate amount of flies on here. I hope that I hope that doesn't bother you, but we've had the garage door open mistakenly for a few nights now, and that means flies, so I need to get some fly paper. Let's not talk about that. Let's just start over.